If you ever want to know what they do in these on hoa meetings, not too exciting. And the board meeting is also not too exciting. So, but okay. Anyway, I got to just let someone in. Hassan Yishai is what still has to stay at the board meeting.
What did Rabbi Kinnerich say about the mosquitoes? That's what I want to know.
I don't remember. I don't remember what he said. He probably kept quiet. I remember they were discussing using fly paper, and you know, it was a whole discussion. It was like it lasted like an hour, all the different ways, and you can do it, and it looks nicer. Okay, anyway, I did get to go, and also in Queenstown, hoa meeting, because I was Rashiva's secretary. Those meetings were a little bit more interesting. But okay, anyway, Lemaisa, let's just see, we get a few more people showing up, and then we can start. And I see, I just got to, today I get, I think Rabbi Schwartz is at the board meeting, so I have to let everyone in. I have to keep an eye on the screen. Okay, anyway, so we're basically, we want to finish the sugya today. That's the plan. And we want to move on to a brand new sugya, because I think I'm getting tired, but I think we're getting tired of Mu'ud of the Mu'ud of Behema, so got to move on to something else. So the Maisa, basically, we have a very simple question. Taisla says in this Rav Menachem that you could be, you are a Mu'ud for both, which it's not clear, but the simple pshat, definitely the simple pshat in Taisus is that you gored three times Adam and three times Behemoth, because we're in Rav Papa, and in Rav Papa, who doesn't hold Mu'ud Adam, Mu'ud Amino, Eino Mu'ud Eino Amino, so that's pashas, the only way you become a Mu'ud. So you went ahead and you gored three times Adam and three times Behemoth, and then you were Chalizer from Behema, and the lashon of Taisus is, and your adayin, and your nishar mu'ud adam, nishar mu'ud adam. So there's so the din is that you're still a mu'ud of Behema also. So the question is, why should that be logically? So that if you learn pshat, the ma'aser Rav Nochum learns his pshat. I don't know if he learns his pshat, but he learns that when Taivis says Nishar Mu'ud Adam, he means you're actively goring an Adam. So then we could come up with a relatively logical pshat. Some of the fellows in the yeshiva share said it. That pshat is that we know Razvid of Mu'ud Adam Avi Mu'ud Behema. Mu'ud Behema. So we could say Mu'ud Adam and Mu'ud Behema, not vice versa, because I'm the Mislay Mazo, but Mu'ud Adam Avi Mu'ud Behema. So we could say that even Rav Papa, who disagrees, to minimize the machlokes, is not that he doesn't admit that there is a certain connection and there's a certain probability that if you're a mu'ud adam, you're probably a mu'ud behema. Rav Papa only disagrees and said that that probability is not strong enough to change your status. But it's a weak umdina. A weak umdina is not strong enough. Rav Zvid holds it's a strong umdina. So therefore, if you are actually goring an Adam, so there's also a weak umdina the other way, that you're still a mu'ud behema. So if you went ahead and were chayzer from three behemoths, so you created a strong umdina that you're not a mu'ud behema, but at the same time, simultaneously, you gored an Adam, which creates a weak umdina that you are a mu'ud behema. So a weak umdina together with a strong umnina at the same time, when they are in conflict, the weak umnina weakens the strong umnina to some extent. In the totality, you don't have such a strong proof, because when you have to weigh all the proofs in total. So if you have a 90% proof indicating one way and a 75% proof indicating the other way, you don't have such a strong proof anymore. And that proof is not strong enough to change your status. Since it's not strong enough to change your status, you would remain you don't change your status and you remain a mu'ud lebehema. He said that would be the simple pshat in Taisus. If you learn that he's still goring Adams, which the Rav Nachum says beferish. That's what I sent you in the sheet. That Rav Nachum says beferish. That is pshat. So what we asked yesterday, at least according to the Amshel Shlomo, maybe the Rav Nachum argues with the Amshel Shlomo. Very possible, probable. But we asked yesterday that based on the Amshel Shlomo, who's an early Achron, he says clearly that in this situation where you actually became a mu'ed to Adam because you gored an Adam, because then it has to be according to Rav Papa. There's no other way you can be. Rav Papa holds mu'ed a behema. You know, there's no other way you can become a mu'ed to Adam. And so if you actually became a mu'ed to Adam, and especially also others say mazel, so if you're a mu'ed to Adam, and you're a through goring Adam. So he says clearly, you only lose the status of being a mu'ed. You need a clear cut raya that you went ahead and you need a clear cut raya that you are a chayzer. So therefore, of actually being chayzer to from an Adam. So memeve. It comes out that when our Tosfos says Nishar Mu'ed Adam, that only means that you weren't chayzer. It doesn't have to mean you don't have to be goren Adam, because according to the Amshel Shlomo, to be Nishar Mu'ed Adam, it just suffices that nothing happened, even though you were chayzer from Behema. Chayzer from Behema cannot take off the Mu'ed Adam unless you have an indication that you're a chayzer from Adam. That's what the Amshel Shlomo says. So when Tosfos says Nishar Mu'ed Adam, according to the Amshel Shlomo, it just means that nothing happened. So you cannot read in Tosfos the Rav Nachman Shat. That's what we said yesterday. We said that the Tosfos Nishar Mu'ed Adam, according to the Amshel Shlomo, has to mean that nothing happened.
The Amshel Shlomo was Mesupak, no? Didn't he say a Suffolk? Did he retract from the Suffolk?
Yeah, at the end of the piece, the Amshel Shlomo was Machria. He said, the Hamachuver. First he starts out with a Suffolk, and then in the next paragraph, he says what he's inclined to say, okay. And he says it depends if you became a Mu'ed. There's different ways of becoming a Mu'ed. You become a Mu'ed because you actually did it, or a Mu'ed based on you did something else, like Rav Zvid. Mu'ed, one min is a mu'ed to the other min. So he says, if you became a mu'ed because you actually did it, so you cannot remove the mu'ed unless you did an actual chazara. But if you became a mu'ed only through an umdina, because you did something else, then you can remove it also with an umdina. So he says clear, his maskana is that if you become a mu'ed, the only way to become a mu'ed to Adam is if you actually did it, even according to Rav Zvid.
Right.
But for sure, Rav Papa, who holds mu'ed to Behema, mu'ed to Adam, mu'ed to Behema. So we're talking about a case where you actually gored the Adam. And according to the Amshel Shlomo says, and in such a situation where you actually gored the Adam, you remain a mu'ed Adam even if you had a chazara to behemoth. So when Tosfos said Nishar mu'ed Adam, that just means because the chazara behemoth cannot take off a mu'ed for Adam. So that's what we said yesterday. I think it sounds right. It could be the Amshel Shlomo the Rav Nachum argued with the Amshel Shlomo. That's probably what's happening here. But but we don't like to argue with the Amshel Shlomo. That's not really fair. So the according to what the Amshel Shlomo puts down, the aside that your Nishar Mu'ed Adam, unless you have a Beferish a Chazara from Adam. So when Tosfos uses the words Nishar Mu'ed Adam, all that means is you didn't do anything about Adam. It does not mean that he actually gored an Adam. And therefore, right, the problem that we had is, so why in the world shouldn't you be a mu'ed? Shouldn't you have a chazara behema? You went in and you had a clear chazara for behema. Nothing happened by Adam. So mimanashach, is Adam and behema linked or not linked? If you're going to say they're linked, then you should say that you're not a mu'ed Adam either. Adamai, we say you're nishar mu'ed Adam because we say they're not linked. So now that they're not linked, so just so therefore fine. So you're not Mu'ud the Adam. You are a Mu'ud Adam, but we have a clear raya that you're not a Mu'ud Behema. Right? In other words, there's no logic here. You went ahead and we have a clear indication that you're chayzer from Behema. There's no counter indications. Nothing else happened. The only thing happened is you gored three behemoths. Nothing else happened. When we clear what's your din for Adam, we said it's not enough raya to take off the status of Adam. Okay? But why shouldn't we take off the status of behemoths? Behemoths, we have a clear 100% raya. That's the question. A very difficult question. Okay, are we okay? I hope so.
Yes.
So the Rosh Hashiva said some shot. I don't know if the guys understood it, or it's very hard to understand what he's saying. Rabbi Sebrow got very upset about it already. Right. So but what is he basically saying? Anyone want to say it over? So he says, once the halacha is that you're mu'ud, the Adam, and then we can make a kal v'chomer, if you're a mu'ud Adam, you're probably a mu'ud behema.
Rav Papa doesn't hold of that.
Well, Rav Papa, he agrees it's a weak umdina. He's saying again that Rav Papa doesn't hold it's a strong umdina, but it's a weak umdina. So since we're making not a kal v'chomer from the mitzias, but we're making a kal v'chomer from the din. Right? That's what he's saying. In other words, in Rav Nochem, we're making a kal v'chomer from the mitzias. He was physically goring Adams. So we say, oh, if you're goring Adams, you're probably would gore a behema too. But in Rav Nochem, he wasn't goring Adams, but halachically he remains a mu'ud Adam. So the Rashiva say, well, since you're halachically remained a mu'ud Adam, so therefore we say that means that probably you're mu'ud a behema. So the problem is that makes pashtus no whatsoever, because the only reason you remain mu'ud Adam is because we saying that behemoth and Adam aren't connected, right? If Lo Yitzor, you know, there's this weak umdina. If this weak umdina would be true, then you wouldn't be mu'ud Adam. The reason why you're a mu'ud Adam is because we say, even though we have a raya that you're a chayzer from behema, we assume, you know, that behemas and Adam are not connected, and one doesn't prove anything about the other.
But it's still a funny din, right?
The whole way that we keep you mu'ud the Adam is predicated on the assumption that Adam and behema are not connected. So you can't go backwards and say, oh, now that you're a mu'ud Adam, so you must be a mu'ud behema. The whole reason why you're mu'ud Adam is because we're goofa assuming that Adam and behema have nothing to do with each other.
Maybe Rav Papa holds that you need to show the Chazara, just like he tells you need to show the Ha'ada, the Chazara also needs to be shown for each man.
Right, so?
So, since you didn't do the chazar for Adam, you can't. It's not shaykh to say that you're chazar from Adam, because your status was in with Adam, and now you are trying to take away from that, and you need to actually do chazara.
What? Not because it's not a good umdana.
No, because it's the din of Rav Papa. Rav Papa's din is in order to change a status, you need to show it on that thing.
Why wouldn't the Chazara from Behema work?
Well, because it's going to come out with a funny din. It's going to be Mu'ud the Adam, but not Mu'ud the Behema. And to avoid the funny din, we say the Chazara is no good.
But that's fine according to Rav Papa, no?
Well, yeah, what's funny about the...
So why is it funny?
What's funny is that if you're... It's funny that if the, if you to say that you were chozer from behem, it's din we don't want to say.
Why not? Yeah, no. Why should I make a mortal behema? It's not mortal behema. It was chozer because it looks funny. I got to be mechayim the other guy to pay. Everybody knows the behema didn't damage and his behema didn't gore any other animals. Why should you make him pay?
Because the chazara wasn't a valid chazara. Your chazara can't go against the kavachomer.
He doesn't have the kavachomer. He didn't have the kavachomer when he became a word to Adam.
He's not a word. Because Rapapa holds that you can't make ha'ada with kavachomer. You need to show. You need to establish by each species.
Okay.
Forget Ado and Behemoth, right? Each species needs its own Hada.
Well, that's not completely true because we know that if you're going to do three animals, three different
okay,
animals.
Okay, yeah, so we have to figure out how that works. Okay.
Animals is a category. Okay, but if you're Mu'ad Adam, he says there's no Kavachomer to Behemoth.
Kavachomer is not going to help you.
Okay,
so it's not going to be more.
So you're trying to say that there is a level of a Kavachomer, but the level of a Kavachomer that we have is not good enough.
No, the Kavachomer can't make harder. Kavachomer can't. Kavachomer doesn't have the strength to create a status. It has the strength to prevent a chazara or prevent a harder theoretically.
But it doesn't make sense. The person can be a mu'ad l'adam and not be a mu'ad l'behema, according to Rav Papa. It looks crazy. According to you, it looks funny. I should make him a mu'ad l'behema too. Once is more Adam.
No, so I think what he's saying is that the Kavachomer does not have the ability to give you a new status, but the Kavachomer does have the ability of stopping you from changing status, which, I mean, by
itself. That makes sense. That's a logical thing.
By itself, the logic is there. I don't know if it's every.
Why is it true? In other words, if it can make him a mortal behema.
Why is it true? Now we'll find the svara, but the idea is it makes somewhat of a sense that there's in one of them you're trying to create something new, and one of them you're just blocking a change.
Right. But then again, in establishing that you're a mu'ad, l'chora you're only a stama status lagabe behemas. Meaning, when you establish that you're a mu'ad la'adam, so do we know that you're not a mu'ad la'behema? We don't know that. We just don't know that you are a mu'ad la'behema.
Okay, but we have to know that you're going to change it.
But when you're doing chazara, then we know that you're not a mu'ad l'behema. So punkt fakert, meaning that in Rav Papa's world, if to establish that you are a mu'ad, the kavachomer doesn't work. When it's only a stama, we don't know that you're not a mu'ad l'behema. You might be a mu'ad l'behema also, but the kavachomer won't work to establish a mu'ad. So then, for sure, when you're doing chazara from behema, and we know that you're not a mu'ad l'behema, the kavachomer is not going to work to slug up what we know.
No, but it's possible.
Well, he started off as a mu'ad, who said
he started off as a mu'ad, and you could say that you need more than three.
You don't really have a kavachomer. You have a kavachomer, but. You think if he's a mu'ad Adam, he's surely a mu'ad behema. We're not really sure that he's a mu'ad Adam. We're only making him a mu'ad Adam because there's some halachic din that we can't change his status.
Right.
But it's very likely that our PMS in Metzias, there's a realm of Metzias and the realm of din. So in the realm of din, he's a mu'ad Adam because there's some kind of din, let's say like you said, Chaim, that there's some kind of xeris or kosev, I don't know, that you can't change his status based on a kavachomer. So in the realm of din, he's a mu'ad adam. But if I would ask you, what are you bezin? Forget about din. What do you think about the mitzias? You would, bezin would say, we don't think he's a mu'ad adam. So why in the world should the fact that in the realm of din, you paskin that he's a mu'ad adam? Why should that stop the chazara from behema? Right. In other words, you do have a valid chazara from behema. The guy was
right. So the idea would be, I guess, be that we don't like ending up with a strange den where you're going to end up. What since the end result's going to be strange, so maybe that That's enough to stop the chazara.
What
kind of svara is this? You can't end up with a strange din. You're making strange lumdas. You know, you're saying that even though we have an umdina that the animal was chazer, but we can't use an umdina to make him to take off mu'ad adam. Okay, that I can hear. But I never heard of this yesod. Like you're making up a new yesod that if dinim can be based on illogical concepts, which is what you're saying, so then you could have illogical dinim. You know, like why not? So you're saying dinim can be created by illogical things, but the end result has to follow logic. Where
it's not logic. If he could become a mortal adam without becoming a mortal behemoth. So I'm saying it's perfectly logical to have a mortal adam without a mortal behemoth.
Right, you're arguing a different point. You're arguing a different point. I hear you too. I was saying that even if it is illogical, so what? That's the way the cookie crumbles. That's the way, if there's some kind of logic, some kind of xeris akasif, right? That's what you're saying. There's xeris akasif. I was assuming Pshat and Rav Papa was that Rav Papa holds that it's not enough of an umdina. I think that's the push of Pshat and Rav Papa. There's no xeris akasif. You just need a strong umdina to change status. And Rav Zvid says you have a strong umdina. And Rav Papa says you don't have a strong umdina. You're saying no. Rav Papa also agrees you have a strong umdina. But if there's xeris akasif, that umdina is not enough to change status. Okay, I don't know. I was looking at the lashon. If he commits himself, he doesn't. I don't see that. That would be a big chiddush. I mean, he should have written that beferish if he's changing pshat and Rav Papa, because that's not the normal way people learn Rav Papa. But okay, so you're saying that the reshiva was mechadesh that Rav Papa holds that there's some kind of xeris akasif that you remain in amud adam, even though logically we don't think you're amud adam. But you're allowed, you can be a mu'ad adam, even if I would ask Bezin, what do you think? Do you think this animal is goren adam? Nah, it's not logical. We have a raya, proof. Rav Zvid said there's a proof, there's a good proof. But Tavo Pikein, Rav Papa says you're still a mu'ad adam. Okay. So why now you say you can't be a chayzer for behema because it's an illogical result. So Rabbi Sivra says it's not such an illogical result. We do have a halachic result. Called mu'ad adam and not mu'ad behema. We have it. He's right. There is such a thing. So it's obviously possible. And I was asking, so what? Even if it would be illogical, the halacha is governed by halacha, not by, your whole thing is you made, if halacha has illogical gedarim, so of course you're going to come out with illogical conclusions. That's what happens when you follow illogical gedarim.
No, but it's only logical if you were never a mu'ad behema, because let's just say for
Your answer is Sibra's kasha, right?
But I'm saying on Rabbi Sibra's kasha, based on what you can still say this svara that Chaim Gordon is saying, and that once you're a mu'ad for adam, then it's illogical to say that you're not a mu'ad lebehema if you were at one point a mu'ad lebehema. Because the only reason why, let's just say in Pashup Shad and Rav Papa, is if you're a Mu'ad Le'adam, the reason why you're not a Mu'ad Le'behema is because we don't know that you like that min. It's a flavor. We don't know that you like that flavor. Well, once we know for a fact that you like that flavor, or at some point you like that flavor, so even though you did a Chazara, we could say that that's not, at that point, it's illogical to say that your Mu'ad Le'adam is not a Mu'ad Le'behema.
Okay, I hear you're saying that an animal which did care about both, so then it's not logical to split it. I also happen to hear Rabbi Sebrow that personally, that since you're making up this new yesod that you can't have an illogical din, the din itself is not illogical. The din, we have such a din in the Torah. Saying in this particular case, it's not logical, but in this case, it's not logical. Though everything's not logical because you're making him a mu'ad adam. It's also illogical. So
no,
you're allowed to be illogical to be a mu'ad adam, but you're not allowed to be illogical You say the chaloistin can't be logical because there's no such, the Torah never made such a type of chalois. But that Rabbi Sibrow is correct that we don't find it here. But why not? So what? Because he's saying, well, it's illogical by this animal, but we're not paskening based on logic. We're paskening
There's only one ever to say that a mu'adla be'adam is not a mu'adla behema is because of this svara of flavor, let's just say, and that we don't know that he likes that type of thing. But once we know for a fact that at some point he liked it, it's totally illogical to say that a mu'adla adam is not a mu'adla behema.
So what if it's illogical?
So once we have the halacha, maybe it's like a
Reyes and Chazaka. The problem is, what is the problem if the result is illogical?
It's a Reyes and Chazaka of the Chazara.
Maybe that the Torah wouldn't create such a din. I don't know, like you're creating.
Maybe it's like a Reyes. It weakens the Chazara.
Okay, I don't know.
Maybe it weakens the Chazara, makes the Chazara less potent because if you accept the Chazara, then you're gonna have to accept this thing that it's illogical. So maybe it's like a race in the Chazara.
I don't know why should be a race in the Chazara. We have a proof that it was Chazar. We have a clear proof. It's not a race in Mitzias, it's a race based on because of the din.
Oh, wait, I don't hear what they're saying. He's saying he said, you don't know if he likes this flavor called Bahama. So now that he got three, so I see he likes the flavor. The same way I see he likes the flavor, I see he doesn't like the flavor now. He wasn't a mord, he became a mord and went out. And he left with the
What he's saying is that for flavor, there's no such thing as chazar from flavor. The only thing that Chazara does is viciousness. It's how vicious is this animal? It doesn't do flavor.
Why? Okay, that's also a radical fish. Okay, let me go further. So, okay, I'm not sure that what I'm going to say is what Rashiva said. We don't know what Rashiva said, and we don't even know if Rashiva, that's the problem. But let's read this Kobei Tzaharis. The Kobei Tzaharis is an extreme famous Yesidus and Gekaris. It has nothing to do with our Sigya, but it's good Shas Bekiyas. Let's read the Kobei Tzaharis, all right? We're learning a little Bekiyas and Shas. Kobei Tzaharis, Rav Chanan Wasserman. This piece is really somewhere else. I think it's in the second Chelek. But I found it here. There's a easy way, just you people should know that there's an index to Rav Ochanan, an amazing index. They put out the yeshiva, Or Ochanan. So that you can find, basically, it's a very good index because it tells you the beginning of what everything he says. So it's very easy to find Kobe's Shiurim's Aris. So he says like this, Behodi boyle gemara imeinecho neve me'okam chazaka. The famous Shaila, we have this in Yavamis, we have this in Gittin, Daf Beis Amud Beis. Oh, those people only know Daf Beis Amud Beis. So it's in Gittin, Beis Amud Beis. Whether Chazaka, if Eilech is Naman against Chazaka, right? Tomorrow Daf Beis. Amor, Damir Eilech on Nam Yisurim, Hechidro is Chazak Yisura. Avahokot is Chazak Yisura, Ave Davar Shabi Erva. The type it says that the reason why they bring in Davar Shabi Erva, because we're Mesupik. So the Gemara is in a boy, whether Eilecha can be a Chazak or not. L'chayr ha-safek yu kaychel shalmi meruba, shal Eilecha or Chazaka. In other words, there's a fight between Eilecha and Chazaka. Question, who wins? Because so Chazaka mahani gam b'dinei nefashas. Eilecha neina mehme mizet. It came v'adei Chazaka adifa. I have a proof that Chazaka is a stronger proof than Eilechon, because Chazaka makes apparently enough of a, you can't kill a person based on a probability. So Eilechon is only like a probability and therefore it's not enough to kill him. But Chazaka is stronger and therefore we kill him. So we see that Chazaka is stronger. So if Chazaka is stronger, Because in other words, if Chazaka can beat Dinei Nefashes, Eilecha can't. Obviously, Chazaka is stronger. So then Chazaka should also be stronger than Eilecha. Right? It's like mathematics. If A is greater than B and B is greater than C, so A is, should be greater than C. Okay. The A Shleimar. The Ava Gav, the Mamidim called Darbe Cheskos, the Mishum, the Ain Safik Mosme Vahadai. We call it Ain Zebira Safik. As he's saying, that a chazaka is not logical. It's not a beerer. Okay. The chazaka, we don't claim to know the facts. When we have a chazaka, it's a din taira. In other words, by a ruba de lesa kaman, a person made a shvua based on that rove that this is what happened. Because you can swear, I'll tell you the facts. A person, if there's a chazaka, even though we pass can like the chazaka, you can't swear that's what happened. Right? In other words, you have a woman, you throw a get to a woman, so we pass can that she is a vadai ashesish, then and you because we put her on chazaka, and if she's mizana, we would kill her. But then I ask you, are you going to swear that the get didn't land from Sama to her? I said, of course not. I have no idea where the get land. The chazaka doesn't tell me the metzias. That's what Rabbi Chanan. The chazaka doesn't tell me the metzias. The chazaka only is a din. The Torah says that when in doubt, you don't know whether what the status is, you found the chazaka. But we have no knowledge of the facts. We call it again, he says, my example. It's obviously vadai. We kill her. You can't swear she get nothing. Now, the shrua is more counting than nefashes. Zaino. The mashim asina, so the fact that we kill her, ainu atamishim shabara nano shagend afla. We don't know the facts. And exeris are kosovu, the avagav the maisim mutaras besafik. We don't know the facts. We call gom ain't some mose vadai visha the body, sir. The din is that she's usher. We sovik after bought atiro, after tremi safik. Avishava shakeno maisa yeshemi safik. Now cause the chazaka. So chazaka is a funny din. Chazaka doesn't explain the facts. It just says, even though you don't know the facts, this is what you should do. Therefore, you can't swear. When you rely on it, explains the facts. And once it explains the facts, so it could be it's better than a chazaka. In other words, they say like this, chazaka speaks vadai about the din. But it admits and knows nothing about the facts. Chazaka says, I know nothing about the facts, but the din is vadai. Eilechad speaks probably about the facts. So the Gemara suffix is, what's stronger? Is Chazaka stronger because Chazaka speaks vadai? And Eilechad only speaks probable. And that's why Chazaka you can't kill. I'm sorry, Chazaka you can kill, and Eilecha you can't kill because Chazaka speaks vadai, and Eilecha only speaks probable. Or do we say, but since the Chazaka speaks about the facts, so he like undermines the Eilecha speaks about the facts, so he beats out the Chazaka because Chazaka doesn't work when you know the facts. But Torah only said to rely on Chazaka when you don't know the facts. So if Eilechad comes in and tells you the facts, the Chazaka, first you look at the facts. If you don't know the facts, then you use the Chazaka to paskin. So if the Eilechad comes in and tells you the facts, so then you don't use the Chazaka. The Chazaka can't come in. There's no Chazaka. Chazaka is, or Rabbi Chanan said like this, Chazaka is a vadai bir halach posek. When you don't know the facts, we pass him the Torah's vadai based on the chazaka. But if an eilecha tells us probably the facts are differently, then you don't use chazaka. We don't use chazaka when we know the facts. So therefore, there's a tzad to say that eilecha beats chazaka. This is a famous Rabbi Elkanah. Those people remember, I know Rabbi Hammer, Rabbi Nyman, Rabbi Shmuel Nyman used to like this Rabbi Elkanah. I don't know if you recall. You're Chavrusa, no? So Rabbi, he used to, I remember doing this with Rabbi Elkanah. I don't know, doing it, but I remember saying in Rabbi Nyman share. It's over 50 years ago, but okay. Anyway, this was that what Rav Chanan says. So the biggest side of Rav Chanan is that Chazaka doesn't talk about the facts. Chazaka admits that I have no idea what the facts are, but Aval Pikein, I'll give you a Vadai Psakdin. Right? That's what Rav Chanan says. So you can Paskin Vadai, this is a din. But if I ask you to swear about the facts, you say, I have the foggiest idea. Okay? So I heard in Israel, that I used to learn with this Rav Shia Grzynski, with a very big gadol, with a Talmud Rav Baruch Ber. So he told me that Rav Baruch Ber did not agree with this Rav Ochan. Rav Baruch Ber, it's almost like typical Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber says, we know nothing. We are puny human beings. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is smarter than us. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's a chazaka and the chazaka says she's an Eishes Ish, then she's an Eishes Ish. That means it gets in land Karev La. Doesn't make sense to you? Of course not. You're an idiot, right? You don't know. What do you know? Who are you? You're going to argue with HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, if there's a chazaka, you assume for sure she's an Eishes Ish. If she's an Eishes Ish, how are you an Eishes Ish? The only way she could be an Eishes Ish if the get didn't land Karev La. But you say, well, what do you mean? But there's a 50% chance it did land Karev La. I guess you're wrong. You think there's a 50% chance. Hashem is smarter. Hashem knows there is no 50% chance. The biggest proof is because Hashem Paskin, she's an Eishes Ish. Hashem knows smarter than you. Right? And a beautiful machlaikas. So Rav Ochanan says, in this case, when a woman has a cheskas Eishes Ish, and you threw a get, sabay karavla and sabay karavla, we pask in Bataras Vadaya, she's an Eishes Ish, and we kill her. If I ask you to swear, where did the get land? You say, I haven't the foggiest idea, and I will not swear. Rav Baruch Ber says, of course you can swear. You can swear. I know for sure the get landed, that didn't land. Karev La. It has to be. Hashem says so. Because Hashem said the din is that she's married. And the only way she can be married is if the get didn't land Karev La. I, with my eyes, it doesn't look that way. I guess my eyes are wrong. We're not going to rely on my eyes against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, I'm sorry. What, Rabbi Hammer?
No, so I'm just trying to understand Rabbi Chanan's side of this.
Rabbi Chanan is, if I care, it's almost like a hashkafa machlekes. Rabbi Chanan says, you follow human seichel. Obviously, we do not know where the get landed. The guy threw a get. There, according to human seichel, the fact that she has a cheskes eishes ish is no logical reason why that's going to make that the get didn't land Karev La. What does one thing have to do with the other? I was standing with a cup of milk and I slipped, and I'm not sure if the milk fell in the chowent or not. So the fact that the chowent has a cheskes kashrus made that the milk wouldn't fall in the chowent. No, the cheskes kashrus creates a mystical thing that pushes the milk away. There's no logical reason why it's not a 50% chance that the milk spill in the chowent. So Rabbi Chanan says, you got to use your head. You got to be logical. You got to admit the facts that, of course, there's a 50% chance that the get was Karev La. Of course, there's a 50% chance that the milk spilled in the chowent. The Torah said that when you have a suffix, we rely the din on chazaka. The Torah is basically saying that halacha and metzias have nothing to do with each other. You know, the metzias could be one way, and it could be, there's such a thing called, you know, this famous line, kosher pig, or, you know, so it could be the get was karev la, but she's still married. And it could be the milk spilled in the chowent, and it's kosher chowent, it's kosher. you go up to Shemayim and they'll tell you the milk's built in the chowin. Who cares? It's a pascha halacha, pascha, and it's kosher. But we're not talking about the facts.
Even according to Rav Baruch Ber, you don't know the Metzius.
No, Rav Baruch Ber says you do know the Metzius. Rav Baruch Ber says, since the Shulchan Aruch tells me the Chowent is kosher, and the only way the Chowent can be kosher is a milk and spill and Chowent.
Why is that the only way?
Because Baruch Hu said in the Torah, you're not allowed to eat Basar V'chadov. So the Hashem said in the Torah, you can't eat Basar V'chadov. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you that you can eat this Chowent. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you it's not Basar V'chadov.
Remy,
says that you killed this lady. Now, if there was a get, she's not an Ashes Ish. If she's not an Ashes Ish, she shouldn't kill her. So it must be the halacha is telling you the facts. Halacha is telling you the facts. I don't understand how the halacha knows the facts. Terrence says halacha is smarter than you.
What about cases where they're charging the
understand that Chazaka, that Eidecha beats Chazaka?
I'm not answering. Baruch Bear is not Mukhliyev to answer this kasha. If my recollection is, this is Tavis's kasha. So that Rav Chaim is answering I don't want to say he's arguing to Tysus, but he's saying an answer to answer. I'm pretty sure Tysus asked a similar kasher. This kasher, Rav Chaim says this to argue with Tysus. It's not necessarily that you have to say this. But so I don't know.
I'm just trying to.
You can hear. You can hear.
Listen, but if Chazaka speaks to Metzius and Eidecha doesn't speak to Metzius.
Now, those of you who know Rav Baruch Ber, they say, there was a famous joke about Rav Baruch Ber, that if Rav Chaim would say the table's a cow, he would milk the table. Right? You know the famous joke? Rabbi Seabrow? No?
Oh.
No, it's not the famous joke. That Rav Baruch Ber, if Baruch Ber says, I follow the Torah. Don't use your own seichel. The whole briska derech that we follow gedarim. We don't use logic. We don't claim to understand the Torah's logic. Really? Torah is smarter than us. What?
What does Rav Baruch Ber do with the cases where you have contradicting chazakas? For example, we have two paths with a dead body.
Okay, and so two people walked on each path. Halacha, then you have to know what halacha says when you have contradicting halachas.
No, I'm saying there's only one. It's only on one path, right? The dead body is only on one path. And both people walked on the path, and we say they could each rely on a chazaka. So the Metzius is for sure that one of them passed by the dead body.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I don't know. There's halacha is that each one can rely on himself on its chazaka. Okay, I don't know. I don't know.
Rabbi Bear
will say that the halacha will make it that when one guy, when he's walking, did not step on a dead body. You know, he's sort of the halacha. I think what Rav Shia told me doesn't necessarily mean that the halacha will make it that the Hashem works out the world that the Metzius and the halacha coexist. So this guy walking on the path, he walked between the raindrops. He didn't step on the dead body. The other guy. They both, no one stepped on that. You know, there was a dead body there, and he didn't step on it. I don't know. He somehow avoided it. But he's saying, but I don't know. I didn't ask Rav Shia that question. I can't tell you. But it's a very interesting machlokes. What?
Rav
Chanan
also
Ve'achas Kesegov.
I just thought that was interesting.
Yes, I think Ve'achas Kesegov too. Yes. Parshat Shad is yes. Rav Chanan is saying chazakas are not logical. Since chazakas are not logical, that was when again we're quoting Rabbi Nyman. So Rabbi Harry, one of Rabbi Nyman's famous lines was, "Einstein will not understand chazaka." Oh, that sounds familiar.
Of course.
Okay. Now I'm serious. That was one of his favorite lines. Einstein will not understand chazaka. Chazaka is not logical. So even chazakov is also not logical. So therefore, Rav Chanan Pasha says, if it's not logical, then it doesn't discuss the Metzius. It can't discuss the Metzius because there's no logic. Why should it be? We have to be honest. It would be logical. Logically, we don't know the Metzius. Edomai, it's a din. It's a din birer. It's a din din. But we don't really know the metzias. And therefore, if you come to make a shvua, you can't make a shvua because you don't really know the metzias.
Isn't it because, isn't a chazaka where because you don't know the metzias, that's why you use, what about the past?
Right.
Okay, it's the past.
Right, well, that's why we use that. But the chazaka, according to Rav Ochanan,
there is some sort of logic with chazaka.
Why is it logic? What's the logic?
Because we're using it was like this beforehand. So we assume that is a logic.
I gave you my example. My kid was standing with a cup of milk right on top of the chowing pot, and he slipped. Now there's a 50% chance that the milk spilt in the chowing. There's no, just because yesterday the chowing was kosher, it's logical that the milk didn't spill in the chowing. The husband threw a get, safek karev lo. So because yesterday she was married, the get didn't land karev lo. Well, why is that logical? So Rav Ochanan says, of course it's not logical, and of course we really don't know. And if you ask me, honestly, Bezin, tell me the truth, do you know the facts? He would say, I have no idea. But this is what the Torah says, it's a din. Okay, that's a din. But Rav Baruch Ber, in a typical Rabbi Bear Briscoe way, says that if Hashem says this is a din, then it means that if Hashem says, don't worry, trust me, that's a fact too. Don't worry, Hashem says, I'm not gonna mess things up. And if I make this is a din, that must be the facts. Maybe either it's a simon or a siba, I don't know what comes first. But at the end of the day, the din and the metzias will jive. That I guarantee you. Because Baruch Hu doesn't mess things up. So it could be that first the din comes, and then because of the din, Hashem makes sure the metzias will follow the din. I don't know. But you know, I'm not sure if chazaka is a birur or chazaka is only on the din, but once that's a din, then Hashem makes sure to make sure that the din fits the metzias. But the ma'isa, at the end of the day, the din and the metzias, according to Baruch Hu, always jive. Because Baruch Hu always gets his man, right? He doesn't go ahead and say, really, the food is trafe. It could be milk spilled in the chowent, and whatever mystical problems with milk and meat in the chowent, you got that mystical problem, because there's obviously a reason for the halacha. There's a reason why Kosh Baruch Hu asks for milk and meat. But you can eat it anyway. No, Hashem said there's a ruach hatumah when you have milk and meat. So then if the halacha says you can eat it, then there's obviously no ruach hatumah. That means the milk didn't spill in the chowent.
There's no logic with Rav Baruch Ber either, right?
What?
There's no logic with Rav Baruch Ber either in terms of chazaka.
The logic is that Hashem is smarter than you and more powerful than you, and that Hashem will not allow that the chazaka and the metzias won't jive.
But that's not a logic. That's not
that
logic.
Is a logic. That's a conclusion. Hashem, we don't. But it's really like we don't understand. Like exactly because we don't understand that, why Hashem says we go by the chazaka. So that's it. You don't understand it. So, but I take Rav Baruch Ber told me. Rav Shia told me that Rav Baruch Ber would say. I mean, I don't want to get carried away, but because it's another time. But in someone who would say, like, you're not being generous. Hashem says it's kosher, and you're arguing a Kosh Baruch Hu. Well, what's wrong with you? You know,
what happens?
Kosh Baruch Hu. Hashem
says, what happens when Chazaka goes up?
And you're saying it did. You know, you're afraid to make a shvuah. You don't trust a Kosh Baruch Hu. You know what?
What happens when the chazaka comes up against an eid achod and he's surin or
two? Okay, that's because that's good for the din.
No, but say I didn't know there was an eid achod. Let's in the case of the cholent. I didn't know there's an eid achod, so I can say it's kosher. But then an eid says, I saw the milk go inside.
Then it was really treif, and you have a p'tur aynes. That's something else. Then you get a p'tur aynes.
Did the metzias change retroactively?
No, because it was always treif, because Hashem knew the eid achod was there. And then you had a p'tur aynes. There's such a thing as a p'tur aynes because you didn't know the fact. But assuming
so that means the metzias always was the way the eid achod said it was.
Right. Okay, in that case, that's so, right, because it wasn't Eid Echad.
Chazaka's not telling us Metzias. Chazaka's telling us Halacha.
The only time we're saying Chazaka makes a Metzias is when there's no Eid Echad.
We don't know if there's an Eid Echad. There always could have been an Eid Echad. Maybe that's what's in the window.
HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at the facts and sees that this is the way the Halacha and the Din jive, that's what I'm saying. You're saying it's not logical because, again, you don't understand why it's logical. It always works out. If there's an Eid Echad and Chazaka, then the Chazaka don't tell you the facts.
That's like the story they say about Ramosha, that they said that he passed the Guna, that Ramosha said she could get married, and the Rav said if Ramosha passed, she'd get married, even if the husband was alive, he would have dropped dead on the spot. Something like that.
That's right. I don't know. We're not even saying what that is, but we don't know. It's just that, don't worry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't goof. So if
that doesn't mean we know the Metzius. That means we act as if we know the Metzius.
The facts. Now, if the Eidach was against the Chazaka, then Hashem did say that's a Halacha. The fact that you didn't know about the Eidach when you found out later, so then you just didn't know the facts, and you passed in because you didn't know the facts correctly. But if Hashem said, if you know, based on the facts, this is a Halacha, so then you don't have to worry.
Would that apply to Eidus?
I think he told me I was an Apikiris. You know, then I said, Rav Chanan, okay, you know, like, okay, Rav Chanan, okay.
Say the same thing for Eidus? Like, for example, a woman can get remarried based on Eid Echad, right?
So he was very distressed because they shouldn't argue with each other. Two Ashkafas. He got very distressed.
One second, based on Eid Echad, a woman can get remarried, right?
Yeah.
Eid Echad says the husband died, can get remarried. But we tell her, if it turns out that we find out later it's wrong, then she pays the price.
Okay, I don't know.
There's so many cases like that.
But first of all, I'm talking about a Chazaka, not Eid Echad.
We know Eid Echad is stronger than Chazaka.
Okay, I don't know. Eid Echad is a different system. But also there too, Pshat is that's I still don't think that's a question. When the husband's born, it's like there's a counter bearer stronger than the Eid Echad. So there was really, the Eid Echad wasn't the strongest bearer on the block. There was a stronger bearer against Eid Echad. Baruch Hu is saying when in reality the Chazaka is the strongest bearer on the block, then Hashem works it out, or it always works out, and the Chazaka is right. If there's a stronger bearer on the block, just you didn't know about it, I don't know, he didn't say that. So the Chazaka says something, and then later the Boah Harit Beraglav, that means that there was a stronger bearer on the block. So that could be true. Then you have a Pturinus. Okay, anyway, let's try and figure this out, because this is a beaut. So according to Rav Baruch Ber, there's a very, I don't know, maybe we could work out the Reshiva's shot. Now, I don't know if that's what Reshiva meant, but the Chara works out. Look what happens. We'll say the simple shot, not like Chaim Gordon said. The Machlekes Rav Zvin and Rav Papa is how strong the simple shot. How strong of an umnina you have. You have an umnina. If you're behemoths and chaya and adam, there's an umnina. Rav Papa says there is no umnina. There isn't a strong enough umnina. There is a probability that if you're not a muad to behemoth, you're probably not a muad to adam. But it's not a strong enough umnina. And therefore, it can't make you mu'ud amino, ain't a mu'ud ain't amino. It's not a strong enough umnina. So we can't pass it on that basis. But there is a probability. Okay. Now, you were chayzer from three times from behemoth. We have a clear umnina that you're a chayzer from behemoth. But what is it? What's halacha by Adam? Well, since Rav Papa holds that behemoth is not enough of a proof to Adam, because it's only a weak umdina, so therefore Rav Papa says you remain a mu'ud Adam. You know, even though we have a weak probability that you're not a mu'ud Adam anymore, but weak probability can change your status. Therefore, the halacha paskins that you remain a mu'ud Adam. Comes along Rav Baruch Ber and says, Now that the halacha paskins that you remain a mu'ad adam, I'm 100% sure you're a mu'ad adam. Notwithstanding the fact that there's a weak probability that said fakert, right? And beautiful. Again, say it again. You went ahead and three behemoths you didn't gore. That creates a very, very strong proof that you're not a mu'ad of behemoth. So we would say you're not a mu'ad of behemoth, pastures. It creates a 80%, 75%, a weak proof that you're not a mu'ad for Adam. But a 75% proof is not strong enough to change a status. Since it's not strong enough to change a status, your status is that you're mu'ad Adam. You remain in your status quo. It's like keeping you in chazaka, like what we in Rav Elchanan. You had a chazkas eishesish. It's not enough of a raya to be made from your chazaka. Therefore, you stay in the chazkas eishesish. You stay in the chazaka of being a mu'ad Adam. Once you stay in the chazaka of being mu'ad Adam, now we throw in the step that we get from Rav Barakbeer. I can swear on a sefer Torah that this animal is a mu'ad adam. Think, well, you can swear on a sefer Torah, but there's reason to suspect otherwise. Look, it was chayzer from three behemoths. I don't care. I have the strongest proof in the world that this is a mu'ad adam in Metzias. What's my strongest proof? Because that's what the din is. And the din and the Metzias have to jibe, because HaShadosh Baruch Hu always gets it right. So once halacha paskens it's mu'ad adam, I can swear on a sefer Torah that this animal will gore Adams. So it comes out, it's like I see it goring Adam because I know for sure it gores Adam. It's the equivalency of Rav Nachum. I didn't have to see it goring Adam, but I can, in my brain, I know for sure it's going to gore Adam. Because once we paskin in halacha, it's a mu'ad Adam, I know for sure this animal is a wild animal to gore Adams. So then I say like this, hey, now let's conclude. This animal's a wild animal to gore Adams. How's it gonna do the behemoths? Well, wait a second. There's a 75% proof that if it gores Adams, it gores behemoths. And I know for sure it gores Adam, haraya, because it's a mu'ad Adam. So then I have a 90% proof that it's chozer from behemoths, because three behemoths went by and didn't gore him. I have a 75% proof that he wasn't chozer from behemoths, because I know for sure that he's going to gore Adam. So then I would have a 90% proof versus a 75% proof. The proofs cancel out. And I don't have enough proof to make him not a mu'ad, a behemoth. Right? In other words, what we're really doing in the beauty is we're using the exact same shot that we had in Rav Nachum that was said yesterday, except we're saying it's even true if we never saw it actually gore in Adam, because the fact that we paskin in halacha that he's a mu'ad Adam tells us b'tayres v'adoyes that he is goring in Adam, because halacha tells us to mitzias, because halacha and mitzias always shtayim, Hashem never goofs. And if that's halacha, then obviously that's what's happening here. Whether it's a siman, a siva, because that's halacha, therefore Hashem makes it that way. I don't know, whatever it is. But once halacha passes, you're mu'ad adam, then that means you're goring adam. Well, then the meta, there's a 75% probability you're going to gore behemoths.
No, but the chazaka doesn't have to say that in Metzias it's goring forever. It says that it did gore three times.
It gored three times. What, Adams? No, it's saying right now it's still goring Adams. Why? It's saying that it's saying that you're right now, you were chayzer right now from three behemoths. But the chazaka is saying we're not going to allow that scoring of three behemoths to take off your status. We're keeping the status and you're still a gorer from Adam. That means the chazaka is saying right now you are a vicious animal for Adams. Because that's your halachic status. Halacha status is you're a mu'ad adam. So that means that the metzias is that you're right now, when the Baal doesn't watch it, we say, how can you be not watch it? You have a vicious animal, you don't watch. So that means that the halacha tells you this is the metzias. She's right now a vicious animal for adam. And if you're a vicious animal for Adam, then you're probably a vicious animal for behemoth. So how can we take off your status, the Gabi behemoth? It's so beautiful. If you learn Rav Baruch Bear's Yesai, which I'm pretty sure Rav Shia told me, I mean, he did tell me, I'll tell you, he did tell me that Rav Baruch Bear did not agree with this Rav Ochan. I mean, he didn't tell me Rav Baruch didn't agree with Ochan. He told me that this Rav Baruch Bear's Yesai. And then I showed him this Rav Ochan, and he said, you know, I don't know. Like, you know, okay, what can I do? But, you know, but the Rav Baruch Bear, he said, held. That if the halacha paskins, he told me that Baruch Bear would hold that if the halacha paskins, that it's chazaka, that it's mutter. And then in the case of the chowent, the chazaka says that the milk didn't spill in the chowent. He says, if a person wants to be machmer, this is what he told me, I remember. If a person wants to be nachmer and not eat the chowent, because maybe the milk spilled in, he says it's an apikiris. Because Hashem tells you, I'm telling you the milk didn't spill in and you want to go and you want to be machmir. What are you? You know, you think you're a tzaddik, you're an apikiris. I'm telling you the milk didn't spill in. There's a chazaka that says the milk didn't spill in. Why in the world are you being machmir? For what?
What about the fact that Hasidim don't eat from...
What?
Hasidim don't eat from, right? Hasidim aren't supposed to eat from meat that a shiloh was asked on them?
Okay, I know, Shaida's ass is different. It's not a halachic beer. But here, there's a vada. Shaida means there's room to clear. There's room to have a suffix. But here, you have a halacha, a chazaka that paskins. So he says, if the chazaka paskins, then there's no Shaida whatsoever.
How do you understand Chabot Trebatel?
In the world, you want to be machmer. Terrence is because you don't trust the chazaka, because you're nervous. So you're an apikiris. That's what he told me. That Baruch Bear would say, if you want to be machmer and not eat the milk, you're an apikiris. You don't trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because Baruch Hu says, you think you're being a tzaddik. You're being an apikiris.
So how would he understand the Shittas Rosh that by Chabot Trebatel, you're allowed to eat all three pieces?
That's Bitto. Bitto is something else. Bitto is a special kaya called Bitto. Bitto makes it, turns it, transforms it. That's the power of Bitto. You can have fleishik of milk, whatever. That's Bitto, right? That was, you know, the Bitto is it makes it into, changes it into something else. That's a special thing of Bitto. But anyway, this is a very beautiful Baruch Bear. So Baruch Bear says that if once you know the halacha, you know the mitzvahs. So since the halacha is that this animal is a mu'ud Adam, so we know the mitzvahs that he's wild against Adam. So now I have a pircha. You want to go ahead and take off his status from behemoth because you have a raya that a mystery behemoth, but I got a counter raya. He's still goring Adam. How do you know he's still goring Adam? I didn't see him goring Adam. I know from my brain because we the Shulchan Aruch paskins he's moving Adam, so I know he's still goring Adams.
Well, it doesn't work the opposite. We know he's a Tam. He starts off as a Tam, right?